see her vision go, but I have a good relationship with him. With the guys, a lot of Latin guys here. So, Grant, the guys in the training room, Matt. So I just feel comfortable here. I like the atmosphere here. So I just try to help with the younger guys too. I'm one of the oldest here. I just try to help them. So I just feel good, feel really good here.
And you're playing against some guys probably in the other dugout that you played with before. Who are some of the guys that, because I know they were maybe in Myrtle Beach with you back in the day.
So it's a lot of new guys over there. So I just knew Vasquez, the shortstop, Seam, but I never played with them. So always I play in the upper level than them. So, but I know a couple guys, Seam, Vasquez, Perlaza, Donahue, Vallejo, the catcher, and a couple pitchers. But I never played with them. They were in a lowest level than me when I played with the Cubs.
All-star break coming up here for you for a couple of days. Any plans or just relax in Biloxi?
I think it's going to be relaxing in Biloxi. Yeah, I'm going to be like with the guys, Coca, Valerio. We're going to stay in Biloxi, maybe go to the beach, maybe. Yeah.
Would highly recommend it. Well, keep swinging the bat well, and thanks so much for a few minutes of your time.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Andrew Monasterio, the shortstop for the Shuckers. When we come back, lineups and first pitch on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Stadium. Shuckers getting ready to start their fourth game of a six-game series against the Smokies. Tennessee has claimed each of the first three games. Let's go ahead and run you through the starting lineups for this evening's contest. Leading off for the Biloxi Shuckers is the center fielder Sal Frelick. Andrew Monasterio will follow him at short. And Garrett Mitchell, who was in the cleanup spot last night, he will bat third. He is in right field today. Thomas Dillard is the first baseman. He's in the cleanup spot. Cam Devaney is the designated hitter, and he will bat fifth. The switch-hitting left fielder Noah Campbell hits in the sixth spot, and batting seventh is the third baseman Felix Valerio. Gabe Holt is at second, and rounding it all out for Biloxi is the catcher Brent Diaz. For the Shuckers, they'll send the right-hander Noah Zavalas to the mound. Zavalas 2-2 this year with an 8.18 earned run average. As for the Tennessee Smokies, this is what their lineup looks like today. Leading off is the switch-hitting right fielder, Jonathan Perlaza. Jake Slaughter, back at third base today, will hit second. And Matt Mervis, the first baseman, bats third. In the cleanup spot is Chase Strumpf. He is at second. And Bryce Ball, the designated hitter, he will bat fifth. Alexander Canario, who has 14 RBIs against the Shuckers in 9 games this year, he is hitting in the sixth spot. He'll be in center. And Cole Roederer out in left field, bats seventh. In the eighth spot is the shortstop, Luis Vasquez. And Bryce Windham rounds it all out. He is the catcher for Tennessee. For the Smokies, they will send the right-hander Peyton Remy to the mound. 5-2 this year, but a 7.52 ERA. So one more time for the Shuckers. Frelick, Monasterio, Mitchell, Dillard, Devaney, Campbell, Valerio, Holt, and Diaz. And one more for the Smokies. Perlaza, Slaughter, Mervis, Strumpf, Ball, Canario, Roederer, Vasquez, and Windham. Well, the Shuckers have had a tough go in this second half of the season. They are 4-11 as we take a look at the Southern League standings. Mississippi is on the opposite end of the Shuckers. They have started 11-4 in the Southern League second half. So Biloxi 7 games behind the Embraves. Montgomery 9-6 in the second half of the Southern League campaign, 2 games back of the Embraves, and Pensacola a game under 500. They are 7-8 in the Southern League second half and 4 games back in Mississippi. As for the North Division for Tennessee, they come into today just 1 game back of both the Birmingham Barons and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Birmingham and Rocket City both 9-6. Tennessee is 8-7, and Chattanooga is 3-12 in the second half of the Southern League season. Well, we will be the first game going in the Southern League tonight. Pensacola Blue Wahoos are at home taking on the Chattanooga Lookouts. Rocket City is taking on the Mississippi Braves. That game will get going at 6:35 p.m. tonight. And Montgomery is down the road from us in Birmingham, taking on the Birmingham Barons. And that game gets going at 7:05 p.m. Central Time tonight. Remember, Rocket City is in a little bit of a funk because they have lost all 3 games to the Mississippi Braves. The Braves getting a 3-1 win last night. Darius Vines with a spectacular performance yesterday. And Justin Maese got his 10th save of the year. It was a come-from-behind victory from Birmingham last night after Montgomery had taken a 4-3 lead. In the 8th inning, the Barons scored 1 in the 9th inning and another 1 to walk it off, 5-4. Despite Cameron Meisner hitting his 12th home run of the year, it was Jeff Tragaton who took the loss for Montgomery last night. And remember, they got going late last night in Pensacola, but the Blue Wahoos came away with a 7-3 victory over Chattanooga last night. Jeff Lindgren ended up getting the win as he went 5 2/3 innings and gave up 3 runs. Connor Curless got the start for Chattanooga. He gave up 7 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Well, the teams have been introduced. They are out on the field. That means the national anthem comes up next. And we'll have first pitch on the other side as the Shuckers take on the Smokies in game number 4 of our 6-game series. We'll have it for you next all across the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Let's go!
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee, it is game number four in a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Thrilled you made it to the weekend. Thomas Zinzarella with the night off, so Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 38-44 on the year. They are 4-11 in the Southern League second half. As for the Tennessee Smokies, 45-39 on the year. They are 8-7 in the Southern League second half. Here's the starting lineup for Biloxi. Leading off is the center fielder Sal Frelick. Andrew Monasterio follows him at short. And Garrett Mitchell, off of a second consecutive three-hit night, is out in right field. The first baseman is Thomas Dillard. Cam Devaney, the designated hitter tonight. And Noah Campbell roams in left field for Biloxi this evening. Felix Valerio is over at third base this evening. Gabe Holt at second. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Brent Diaz. They go opposite the right-hander, Peyton Remy. 5-2 this year with a 7.52 earned run average. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. Shuckers are in their Biloxi Dodgers uniforms tonight. Blue jerseys with Biloxi in gold script lettering across the chest. They have gold numbers on the back of those blue jersey tops with a solid gold and white band. On either sleeve, they wear the gray pants and they have on the blue caps tonight. As for the Smokies, they are in their home white jerseys. Smokies in lettering across the chest, outlined in red. They have blue numbers on the back of those white jersey tops, outlined in red. They wear white pants, and they have on bright red caps tonight. So Sal Frelick in from the left side for Biloxi. Right-hander Remy peers in, and the kick and the first offer to Frelick. He's lined into right field. It's a base hit for Sal. So after going hitless in the game last night, Frelick needs one pitch to get the first hit of the game for Biloxi, and we're off and running at 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time here in the Smoky Mountains. Thrilled you are with us to kick off your weekend. So a great start for the Shuckers as Frelick is immediately on base for Andrew Monasterio, who has lit it up over the last three games for the Shuckers. The set and the first offer. And that is taken down low for a ball. It is 1-0 to Monasterio. For Monasterio in this series, he is 5-13 with a double, two home runs, three RBIs, a walk, and just one strikeout. He has also scored four runs for Biloxi. Right-hander Remy stares in and deals. And a 1-0 is popped up. Foul ground right side, long run in for Perlaza, and towards the bleachers, it'll be several rows deep. And so the count is a ball and a strike to Monasterio. Well, it is a beautiful night for baseball here in Kodak, Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville. 87 degrees at first pitch. Feels like 89. And not really any clouds in the sky.
brilliant sun casting all across the field from the left field corner out towards right field. So the right fielder Perlaza and the first baseman Mervis will be fighting the sun in this first inning. Frelick off of first and the 1-1. And a whiff and a miss on a pretty good slider. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes to Monasterio. Monasterio hitting .287 this year in 15 games with the Shuckers. 4 doubles, 5 home runs, and 12 driven in. He has homered in 2 of the first 3 games in this series. Remy, the 1-2. And that is skipped up the middle. Coming on, Vasquez, he gloves, flips niftily to second base, but it is dropped by Strumpf, and he doesn't hang on to it as it gets away from him, and he has to reach for it, and by the time he picks up the baseball, Frelick slides in feet first. So a fielder's choice for Monasterio, and what probably should have been 2 for the Smokies turns into a pair of base runners for the Shuckers. So Frelick at second, Monasterio at first, and as Mitchell stands in, let's meet the defense around the right-hander Peyton Remy tonight. Bryce Windham is the catcher, Matt Mervis at first, Chase Strumpf, who just dropped that ball, is at second, Jake Slaughter at third, and Luis Vasquez is the shortstop. First offer to Mitchell, and a fastball is right at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. Cole Roederer in left, Alexander Canario in center, and Jonathan Perlaza out in right field for Tennessee. A look back to second where Frelick leads off in the 0-1. And Mitchell hammers this. Right field, no doubt about it. Garrett Mitchell continues his hot streak back with the Shuckers, and he hits a 3-run homer here in the first inning to give Biloxi a 3-0 lead. Make it 7-10 in his return from the IL for Garrett Mitchell, and he hits his 3rd home run and picks up RBIs 15, 16, and 17, and 3 batters in. The Shuckers have a 3-0 lead on Peyton Remy. So the base is clear, nobody gone, and Thomas Dillard bounds the first one foul on the first base side for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, what a job by Garrett Mitchell. He saw 2 pitches in the second one deposited over the right field wall here at Smoky Stadium. And the error comes back to hurt Tennessee. It has been scored in E4 on a dropped catch by Chase Strunk. The kick by Remy in the 0-1. And a curveball is off the plate. And the count is 1-1 to Thomas. Well, our umpiring crew tonight, Ben Fernandez is our home plate umpire. Tom O'Neill, our crew chief, is at first. And Travis Rose, a replacement umpire, is at third. 1-1, and Dillard rolls over to first. Behind the bag, Mervis scoops. He will flip underhanded to a covering Remy. And there's the first out in the inning. 3-1 on the bouncer by Dillard. And with 1 gone, it brings up Cam Devaney. Now, the Shuckers are picking right back up where they left off with Peyton Remy in his relief appearance against Biloxi back on June 10th. Remy went 3 2/3 innings. He gave up 9 runs on 8 hits. He walked 4 and struck out just 2. That was a game the Shuckers would win 14-10. First offer to Devaney, and he hits a skyscraper out into shallow center field. This will not even leave the diamond, as waiting for it on the infield is Chase Strump. And so a good bounce back by Remy after the 3-run homer to Mitchell, hitting the next 2 batters. And the left fielder Noah Campbell will come to bat. Remy, the 6'2", 170-pound right-hander, 25 years old. He'll turn 26 coming up in the middle of August, a little more than a month away. So Campbell, the switch hitter, in from the left side. And the first offer, and that is hit hard but foul on the first base side. He'll scatter the bullpen that houses the Smokies down the first base line. It is 0-1. A wave of smoke from the grill down the third base line wafts over the field. Illustrated all the more by the shadows that are out and left and the brilliant sunshine coming across the field. 0-1, and Campbell rolls this one to first. Another scoop and a closer play at first.
but Remy is there to cover, and a bounce back by Peyton Remy, but the Shuckers take a three-run lead thanks to a three-run homer by Garrett Mitchell. We move on to the bottom of the first. It's Biloxi 3, and the Smokies coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 3-0 lead as we go that way. And here is the starting lineup that Noah Zavalas will look to keep in check for Tennessee tonight. Leading off is the wide fielder, Jonathan Perlaza. Jake Slaughter follows him at third. And Matt Mervis, the first baseman, hits in the three spot. The cleanup man is the second baseman, Chase Strump. Bryce Ball, the designated hitter. He'll be followed by the center fielder, Alexander Canario. And Cole Roederer in left hits seventh. In the eighth spot is the shortstop, Luis Vasquez, and rounding it all out is the catcher, Bryce Windham. They go opposite the wide hitter, Noah Zavalas, 2-2 this year, with an 8.18 ERA, and the Tennessee Smokies are led by first-year manager Michael Ryan. So the 6'1", 180-pound wide hitter, Noah Zavalas, on the bump tonight for Biloxi. Kicks home the first one to the switch hitter, Palazza, who shows bunt, pulls back. They check down to third, and Perlaza did offer. It is a called strike, 0-1. Zavalas, 26 years old. He was originally drafted by the Seattle Mariners in the 18th round of the 2018 draft. Righty kicks and fires the 0-1. And a curveball loops in for a strike. And it's 0-2 to the right fielder, Perlaza. Fired in a trade back in December of 2018, along with Ben Gamel, in exchange for Domingo Santana. The 0-2, and a fastball is high. On the count of ball and two strikes to Perlaza. Scouting report on the right-hander Zavalas. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a curveball, a slider, and a cutter. Peers in, and the 1-2 is hit on the ground to first, but Dillard collects it behind the bag off of a third firm hop, and he'll wheel around to the base for the out. So four pitches and an out for Zavalas. And as Slaughter comes to bat, here's the defense around the Shuckers hurdler tonight. Brent Diaz is his battery mate. Thomas Dillard, who made the out, is at first. Gabe Holtz at second. And Felix Valerio is at third base for the Shuckers tonight with Andrew Monasterio as the shortstop. We get the outfield after the first offer to Slaughter. Here it is from Zavalas. And that comes in and hits him right on the hand. Zavalas is claiming that it might have hit the bat on a check swing, but Slaughter comes away shaking his hand. And so a hit by pitch on a fastball high and tight to Slaughter. Now, training staff not coming out to look at him, so Slaughter must be okay. Here is the rest of the defense, though. Out of left field today is Noah Campbell. Sal Frelick in center, and Garrett Mitchell is the right fielder for a second consecutive day for Biloxi. Joey Weimer not with the Shuckers for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, as he is off to Los Angeles for the MLB All-Star Futures game, which will take place tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. So Slaughter off the first after the hit by pitch, and the first offer to Mervis, and he hammers this deep to right field. Mitchell's just going to turn and watch this go way out of the stadium. A two-run blast for Mervis. Well, the RBI leader in all of minor league baseball adds to his tally. That's now 78 RBIs across two levels for Matt Mervis. And the hit-by-pitch and a home run draws the Smokies within a run at 3-2 here in the bottom of the first. That was a towering pull blast by Mervis. As the first offer to Chase Strumpf is shot right up the middle, but diving to a knee behind second and hauling it in before it touches the ground is Gabe Holt. So a sharply struck ball by Strumpf, but he hit it in range of a Shuckers defender. And with two outs, it's Bryce Ball. Well, for Zavalis, that's the first home run that he's allowed in his last three outings. Last time he gave up a home run was back on June 26th at home against Pensacola. First offered a ball, and he hits this one on one hop. Montessori, it knocks him down, but he spins and stands and throws. And two sharply struck balls with the end and outs for Tennessee. However, the Smokies get two runs on the two-run homer by Matt Mervis. And as we head on to the second inning, we might be in for a high-scoring affair tonight. It's the Shuckers 3 and the Smokies 2. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Tennessee Smokies 3-2. We've already had a couple of home runs in this game, and it'll be Felix Valerio to lead it off against the right-hander Peyton Remy. He rocks and fires the first, and a weak bouncer comes back to the mound. Remy has it, jogs towards first, and underhands to retire Valerio. Something Remy could not say very much his last time out against Biloxi, as that was Valerio's 8 RBI game. But one pitch and one out. 1-3 on the bouncer for Felix, and it brings up the second baseman, Gabe Holt. So the Shuckers jumping out to a 3-0 lead in the first inning, thanks to a 3-run homer by Garrett Mitchell, his third of the season. First offer to Gabe Holt, and a fastball is off the plate. It is 1-0. For the Shuckers to send six men to the plate in the first inning, Remy needed just 13 pitches, and he threw 11 strikes. The set and the 1-0. And that skipped on the ground out to second. Strump drinks it up and makes a short throw to first as his body brought him that way. And just three pitches to get the first two outs here as Brent Diaz digs in for the Shuckers. So they bounce back for Remy after giving up a single to Frelick, a fielder's choice to Monasterio that likely should have been a double play, and then the three-run homer to Mitchell. Since then, the Shuckers have had four groundouts and a pop-out on the infield. Diaz from the right side. And Remy kicks home the first. And Brent waves over a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, the scouting report on the right-hander Remy, he throws a fastball, a curveball, and a slider. 17th round pick by the Cubs in 2017. The right-hander brings home the 0-1. And another off-speed. That looked like a changeup that time for Remy. That swung on and missed. And it's 0-2. Remy taken out of Central Arizona Junior College. He was committed to go to New Mexico State and decided to sign with the Cubs instead. The right-hander's 0-2, and he has swings and misses on an off-speed inside. So after giving up the three-run homer, Peyton Remy has bounced back by retiring the next six in order. We head on to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Shuckers 3 and the Smokies 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Come on, people now, smile.
Tennessee, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Smokies 3-2. Shuckers with a three-run homer from Garrett Mitchell in the first. The Smokies with a two-run homer from Matt Mervis in the home half of that frame. Noah Zavala's out for his second inning, and Alexander Canoria will lead it off. Right-handed hitting center fielder as Zavala's winds home the first. And a fastball is upstairs. It is 1-0. Well, Canorio this season hitting .236 in 56 games with Tennessee. This is game number 85 for the Smokies and home game 43. The 1-0. And a breaking ball is yanked down the left field line but into the Shuckers' pin and foul. And it's 1-1 to Canorio. Canorio with 15 doubles, a triple, 14 home runs, and 36 RBIs. And he has done a decent amount of damage against the Shuckers this year. In nine games against Biloxi, Canario is hitting .400. He's 14 for 35 with four doubles, a triple, five home runs, and 14 RBIs. He has also scored six runs. The stare in by Zavalas and the 1-1. And a curveball misses inside. And the count is two balls and one strike. The center fielder, Canario. Canario rated as the number 18 prospect by MLB Pipeline in the Cubs organization. The 2-1 and a spinner that finds the zone for a strike. And the count is now 2-2 to the center fielder. Canario was originally a product of the San Francisco Giants. He was acquired in the Chris Bryant deal last July, along with the right-hander Caleb Killian, who has since made his big league debut. 2-2. And a fastball is up high and away. And so the count has run full to the center fielder, Canario. Cole Roederer waiting on deck, and Luis Vasquez will follow him here in the second inning. Shuckers leading it 3-2 with no one gone in the bottom of the second. And the payoff from Zavalas is a curveball upstairs for ball four. First walk of the night for Zavalas. And a man on for the left fielder, Roederer. Well, the last outing for Noah came out of the bullpen. Remember, it was back on Saturday night against the Montgomery Biscuits. Zavalos went three innings. He gave up just one run on five hits, didn't walk anybody, and struck out two. He did get a blown save for giving up a run in the ninth inning. First offer, and that is hit off the end of the bat out into right field. Mitchell is still tracking back. He's at the wall. He leaps, and he makes the grab. Mitchell right up against the wall, left up, and that might have been over the fence if Mitchell doesn't squeeze it. So Roederer didn't look like he got the best contact, and Garrett Mitchell, oh, you think he missed playing for the last 2 months? Good night alive. What a play by the right fielder. I don't know if it's being in right field this year or what, but that's a home run robbing catch and two outfield assists in less than three games for Mitchell. So after the grab, here is Vasquez, and the runner stumbles out of the box. Diaz with a snap throw down to first, and the runner Canario is back in. Canario seemed like he was ready to steal second base, but after about his second step, he nearly went tumbling over. So he turned and headed back to first and made it back in safely. Zavalos is 0-1. And this is bounced foul over towards the Shuckers dugout on the third base side. On the count, no balls and two strikes to the catcher Vasquez. 3-2 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. Man on first is Canario after his walk to lead off the inning. Zavalos operating out of the stretch. Deals home the 0-2. And a slider is on the outside edge for a cold third strike. First K of the night for Zavalos as he gets Vasquez looking. Big sweeping slider that finished on the outside corner to the right-handed hitter. And now it's Bryce Windham. In Zavalos' last outing, the Shuckers would end up scoring two in the top of the 10th inning. Remember, we ended up being suspended after that, and we resumed that game on Sunday. There goes the runner, Canario. The throw down to second is not nearly in time as he got a great jump. And so it's a stolen base on a first pitch fastball high to Bryce Windham. Seventh steal of the year for Canario in 10 attempts, though you could almost argue it's 11 after he couldn't get out of the blocks with Vasquez batting. Tying run in scoring position with two gone. And Zavalos rocks home the 1-0. And a fastball is a little above the letters. On the count, two balls and no strikes to Windham. Right side of the diamond playing the left-hand hitter to pull. Dillard is well back at first. He's about 10 paces inside of the first baseline, so he's not squeezed all the way to it. Meanwhile, Holtz is almost more than halfway towards first and very deep at second as Windham weaves through an inside fastball. On the count is 2-1. Monasterio playing almost up the middle at short, and the third baseman, Valerio, still relatively close to the bag, guarding against a potential steal from Canario, who has already stolen second in this inning. Zavalos is 2-1, and a fastball letter high outer edge for a called strike. And the count draws even at 2-2 to Windham. Zavalos now at 22 pitches, 14 of them have been for strikes. Shuckers leading it 3-2 here in the bottom of the second, with the man on second and two gone. Zavalos is 2-2 will wait. He spins and looks the runner Canario back. And again, Garrett Mitchell possibly preventing a two-run homer by Cole Roederer on a leaping catch at the wall. Now Zavalos after his stare, the 2-2 is low and in with a curveball and a great block by Diaz to keep it in front of him. Certainly, if you were Zavalos, you are looking to have Jonathan Perlazo waiting on deck, leading off in the bottom of the third inning as opposed to hitting with two men on base. The set and the 3-2. And that is high and outside. A fastball missed. It's ball four. Second walk of the inning for Zavalis, and indeed Perlazo will come to hit. Well, for Zavalis, this is the first start that he is making since Saturday night 2 weeks ago, back on July 2nd against Mississippi. It was the outing in which he gave up 12 runs on 11 hits. Three inherited runners did come in to score that night. Whitey sets, and the first pitch to Perlazo is fouled right back over our heads and out of play. That's 0-1 to the right fielder. And the surprising thing about that outing, remember, Mississippi scored 12 runs, and really on those 11 hits, only two of them were for extra bases. It was mostly just a bunch of singles that night. A game that Mississippi would win 18-4. The 0-1. And that is down in the dirt. Diaz blocks it. Canario had made it halfway to third before he realized the ball was sitting in front of Diaz at home plate. Heads back to second. Three to Biloxi here in the bottom of the second inning. Canario at second, Windham at first. Each of them have walked. The 1-1. And that is low. Threw him a changeup. Perlazo didn't bite. Perlazo, his first time up, a bouncer to first base. Zavalis then hit Slaughter with a pitch in around his hand. Matt Mervis hit a two-run homer to bring the Smokies within a run. The right-hander Zavalis, the 2-1. Is at the outer edge with a curveball for a strike. The count is 2-2. You have to wonder what the pitch and innings number is for Zavalis. Likely it will be determined by his performance. The right-hander has certainly thrown deep into games this year. As the 2-2 is cut on and missed, he threw him a high cheddar fastball, and Perlazo went ripping right through it. So Zavalis works around a pair of walks and strikes out two in the bottom of the second. We go on to the third. The Shuckers with a 3-2 lead over Tennessee. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit DoctorsNutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers carrying a 3-2 advantage as we head on to the third. And it'll be the top of the order to appear Sal Frelich, Andrew Monasterio, and Garrett Mitchell against the right-hander Peyton Remy, who has sat down six in a row after giving up a three-run homer to Garrett Mitchell. Those are the three runs the Shuckers scored tonight. Sent on the first offer, and Frelick watches a fastball, dot the outer edge for a strike, 0-1. Remy needed just six pitches to make it through the second inning. Got two groundouts and a strikeout of Diaz. The set in the 0-1, and that's outside with a fastball. One ball and one strike. Mention the fact that the Shuckers tagged Remy for 9 runs when they saw him back in June at MGM Park. That's the only relief appearance he's made in his last 11 outings, as this is low and inside. And the count, 2 balls and a strike to Freeland. Remy, the 2-1, is cued off the end of the bat and foul down the left field line. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Freeland. Remy started the year as a reliever for the Smokies. Each of his first 4 appearances were out of the bullpen, though most of them were in long relief, a piggyback starting with other players. The 2-2 to Freelick, and Sal hits this on a line out in the left field. That's a base hit. Roederer is over to scoop it up. Freelick a wide turn at first, then he'll head back to the base with a leadoff single here in the third. So Sal Frelick, after being held hitless for just the 3rd time in his last 21 games last night, responds with a 2-for-2 night so far for Biloxi. So the leadoff man is on, and Andrew Monasterio stands in from the right side. Remy's first offer, and that nearly hits him. And it does. They say it got the jersey. Well, Monasterio threw his hips out of the way, but it got the jersey. That's the call from our home plate umpire, Ben Fernandez. Andrew Monasterio with the easiest hit-by-pitch of his life. No pain associated with that one, just the grazing of the jersey. And now, same situation as the Shuckers had back in the first inning. Frelick at second, Monasterio at first, no outs, and Garrett Mitchell the batter. Remy comes set and strides home with the first one. And Mitchell takes down low with a slider. It is 1-0. Well, the home run for Mitchell was his 3rd of the year. And again, he is now 7-for-10 in his return from the IL between Wednesday night, last night, and tonight. The kick and the 1-0. And Mitchell bounces this inside to third. It ricochets off the bag, and Frelick will have to stay at third base. But it's another base hit for Mitchell. And a shame that hit the bag. Because if that goes over the base, that's down towards the Shuckers' bullpen. And Frelick is scoring easily. But it's 8-for-11 for Garrett Mitchell. He's 2-for-2 tonight. And the bases are full with nobody out for Thomas Dillard. Golden chance for the Shuckers to add on to their 3-2 lead. Remy rocks home. And this is hit in the air, down the left field line, towards the seats. Roederer track, but that'll get onto the Berman foul, way down the left field line. Well, the dimensions here at Smoky Stadium, it's 330 down the left field line. Most of left field is a 12-foot high wall. The exception is the cutout right by the left field wall, where it is 8 feet high. I think very similar to Tropicana Field for the Tampa Bay Rays, just a higher wall. He's set in the 0-1, and this is fouled right back by Dillard. It's 400 to straightaway center field, and it's 320 down the right field line. It is an 8-foot-high green wall from the right field foul pole all the way out to just of the left side of the batter's eye, where, again, it drops out into a 12-foot wall out there. Bases full and no one gone. The 0-2 to Dillard. And Thomas takes a cold third strike on a curveball right at the knees. So Dillard fouled off the first two. And then a strikeout for the first out of the inning, and now it's Cam Devaney. Well, unfortunately for Biloxi, the problem for them last night was not the 2-3-4 spots in the order between Weimer, Monasterio, and Mitchell. They had 8 of the Shuckers' 10 hits. First offer to Devaney. He backs up from the slider. It is 1-0. Unfortunately, the next 3 hitters combined to go 0-for-11 with a walk. So not enough production on the backside then. The set and the 1-0. And Devaney busts his bat. A roll into third. The throw is going to come home. They'll get the out there. And the throw to first is in time. A double play. 5-2-3. Twin killing. And the Shuckers load them up and come away with nothing in the top of the third inning. We move on to the home half of the third. The Shuckers still with a 3-2 lead over the Smokies. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
It is 0-1. The Shuckers hit into a 5-2-3 double play that leaves the bases full. Well, technically leaves two runners on base in the top of this third inning as the offer is inside from Zavalis, and it's 1-1 to Jake Slaughter. So the Shuckers with a chance to drive in an insurance run. They still lead it 3-2 here in the bottom of the third. Zavalis rocks home with the 1-1. A breaking ball is pulled down the left field line, but foul. Scattering towards the Shuckers bullpen over them, and Noah Campbell will be the one who fetches it. And it's 1-2 to Slaughter. Slaughter was hit by a pitch back in the first inning, came in around the hands and got it. The kick in the 1-2, and that is high with a fastball. Matt Mervis, who's waiting on deck, then hit a home run. That brought the Smokies within a run. Zavalis, the 2-2. And it's high with a fastball again. He's trying to get Slaughter to chase up there at the top of the zone. The right-handed hitter just will not bite. The kick and the 3-2. And a swing and a miss. He got him to go after a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Zavalis going back to the second inning and his third of the night. He's now struck out 3 of the last 4 that he's faced. One gone and Mervis is the batter. Zavalis' first pitch, and that is in tight. It is 1-0 to Mervis. Well, Mervis has stepped up from South Bend and just continued to be a great player here at the AA level. The kick and the 1-0. And that dots the outer edge with a fastball. It's 1-1. After hitting 350 in 27 games with South Bend, he had 9 doubles, 7 home runs, and 29 RBIs. He has kept it rolling here with the Smokies. Now hitting 301 on the year. The set and the 1-1. And a curveball a little off the plate to the left-handed hitter. It is 2-1. Mervis now with 15 doubles, a triple, 14 home runs, and 49 RBIs. So as we said, he has 78 RBIs to lead minor league baseball. The kick and the 2-1. And a curveball snaps around the shins. And the count is 3-1 to Mervis. You don't want to throw him a cookie here. Center fielder Frelick is shaded towards right slightly. Valerio is playing where you would normally see a shortstop as the third baseman. 3-1, and a fastball on the outer edge is called a strike. Good location for Zavalis, and Mervis just wanting clarification for where that was on the zone. You might have thought it was a little outside. One gone and the base is empty, and Zavalis, the 3-2, he is swung on and missed. He threw him a high fastball. Zavalis has struck out 3 straight and 4 of the last 5. 89 at the top of the zone. And Slaughter and Mervis are not able to lay off. So 2 gone in the inning, and Chase Strumpf the hitter. Zavalis' first offer. And a slider is swung through and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. Strumpf made good contact his last time up in the first, but he lined it in range of Gabe Holtz, who, behind second base, went to an E and made a good stab catch. The 0-1 offer. And a changeup is low and outside. The count is 1-1 to Strumpf. Strumpf and Mitchell, former teammates, both at UCLA. As the set and the 1-1 on the way. And it's fouled straight back. It was a high fastball from Zavalis, and it's fought off by Strumpf. The count is now 1-2. Strumpf, a second round pick in 2019 by the Cubs out of UCLA. Mitchell, the first round pick by the Brewers in 2020. Zavalis the 1-2. And that is on the outside edge. A call, third strike. And Noah Zavalis strikes out the side. And he has K'd 4 of the last 5 batters that he's faced. We go on to the fourth inning. And the Shuckers carrying a 3-2 advantage on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Oh, take me to your best friend's house. Marmalade, we're making out. Oh,
the fourth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a one-run lead over the Tennessee Smokies, 3-2. It'll be Noah Campbell, Felix Valerio, and Gabe Holt, the 3-2 up against the right-hander Peyton Remy, who's out for a fourth inning of work. Kicking the first offer, and Campbell takes on the outside edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. So remember, the Shuckers loaded the bases up with nobody out in the third inning. Single by Freelich, hit by pitch of Monasterio, and a single by Mitchell. The 0-1. Curveball low. And what really hurts is the Mitchell single, because it was a bouncer right inside of the third base line, and it hit the front edge of the third base bag. And instead of going over it, it went straight up. The 1-1. And that's hit in the air out into right, but playable for Perlaza. Ranging over, settling to a spot, he makes a grab. And there's the out. So one gone, and Felix Valerio, the hitter for the Shuckers. Game number 4 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Smokies. Remy was originally slated to start tomorrow's game, but the Smokies have shuffled things around a little bit. The first offer, and that is down low for a ball to Valerio. It is 1-0. Now, Walker Powell, who was slated to start today, will start tomorrow. And Jordan Wicks is scheduled to start on Sunday. Wicks promoted today, as the 1-0 is a swing and a miss on a slider. The count is 1-1 to Valeria. Wicks, the 21st overall pick in last year's draft by Chicago. So he will start on Sunday. 1-1, and the spinning breaking ball is down low. The count is 2-1 to Valeria. Felix's first time up, a slow bouncer right back to the mound. Easy enough for Remy to collect and throw. Next offer, and that bounces in for a ball, and it's 3-0 to Valeria. Barely had a chance to mention it earlier, but when Remy threw 3 2/3 innings in relief back on June 10th, well, that was the night that Valerio had 8 RBIs for the Shuckers. Going to go ahead 3-run homer in the 6th. The set down the 3-1, and he fouls this back. Came in around the handle with a fastball at 91. And so the count, 3-2 to Valerio. It is Saints Hall of Fame night for the Shuckers. And a 14-10 win. Kick and the 3-2. And Valerio watches it miss for 4. So the first walk of the day for Remy puts a man on with 1 gone. And Gabe Holt will be the batter. The other move that was made today by the Smokies, Riley Thompson, who got the start back in game number 1 on Tuesday night, placed on the development list. Remember, Thompson was on a pretty hard pitch cap in that outing, and so now he has landed on the DL, not the injured list, but the development list. Valerio off the first, and the first offer to Holt is a fastball outside, 1-0. Remy peers into Gabe, and the 1-0. And another fastball outside. Holds his first time up, a bouncer to second. Gabe has not started since our game back on Wednesday night, which he went 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. The 2-0 offer is low and slithers through the legs of Windham all the way to the backstop. Valerio will easily jog to second base. So we'll see how they end up scoring that. But imagine it might be a passed ball on Windham, but we will wait for the official scoring decision. And a chance here for the Shuckers, a man in scoring position. And only 1 out here in the top of the 4th. Right-hander Remy strides home. And Holt was taking the entire way. The 3-0 is on the outer edge. So 3-1 to Holt. Valeria with a pretty good leadoff of second. Vasquez cheating behind him, and now Remy will fake a throw that way, but Vasquez had backed off. So the cat and mouse game being played, and they have ruled it a wild pitch on Remy. The 3-1 offer, and Holt swings through a fastball for a strike. The count has run full the game, so the green light on 3-1. Fastball at the top of the zone. Not a breath of wind in the ballpark tonight. The flags that are out in right field are resting very still out on the flagpole. It's still a very pleasant night in the mountains. The 3-2 is bounced on the ground up the middle. Coming on Vasquez, gloves, exchanges quickly, and makes an accurate throw to retire Holt. Valerio does move to third, so an RBI chance for Diaz with a man 90 feet away. After the 6-3 ground out, by Holt. So now it's Brent Diaz in from the right side. As the set by the right-hander Remy. And the first offer. And a wave and a miss. He throws him a changeup yet again for a strike. It is 0-1. Staring in the 0-1. And this is bounced up the middle. The skipper off the back of the mound. Past the diving Vasquez and into center field. And a roller into center. Has just enough to drive in Valerio. And Diaz with an RBI knock. The Shuckers now lead it 4-2 here in the fourth. Well, that ball had a little bit of momentum off the end of the bat, but then it went over the mound and hit some grass on the backside. And that slowed it down, but with how much Remy got out of the way and Vasquez was playing Diaz to pull, that opened up a lane. And so the inning continues here for the Shuckers. First offer to Sal Frelick. And Frelick takes a tight fastball, 1-0. No one warming out in the bullpen for the Smokies. Remy, his pitch count is still relatively low here in the fourth inning, sitting at 49 pitches. The set and the 1-0. And Frelick fouls it straight back. He was just underneath the fastball. We count now 1-1 to Sal. Frelick 2-for-2 today with a couple of singles. Came in and scored a run on the 3-run homer by Mitchell back in the first. Kick and the 1-1. And a slider drops in for his strike. And the count is 1-2. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 2 runs on 1 hit and 1 error for the Smokies. Shuckers looking to snap a 5-game losing streak tonight. The right-hander Remy strides home with the 1-2. And that is taken down low. A really good take by Frelick on a hard-biting slider. The count draws even at 2-2. Sal with a pull single out into right back in the first and an opposite field knock into left back in the third. The 2-2 home, and Frelick shoots it down the left field line. Look out in the bleachers. It was a hot shot down the left field line. The count stays at 2-2. Very similar to MGM Park, the netting here at Smokies Stadium extends to the ends of the dugout, but no further down the lines. Diaz with a short leadoff of first, And there he goes on the 2-2. It's low and outside. The throw to second is not in time. And Brent Diaz with the stolen base. For Brent, that's his second of the year. He's 2-for-2 in steal chances. So Diaz picks his spot, and you had a feeling the Shuckers were maybe going to pick on Bryce Windham a little bit tonight. He has not been good at throwing out attempted base stealers. So man in scoring position with two outs. And the 3-2 to Sal. And Frelick hits it into right field. Coming over to scoop it up is Perlaza. His throw will come to second as Diaz scores. And that steal helps the Shuckers as they take a 5-2 lead on the third hit of the night from Sal Frelick. So an RBI single for Sal as Diaz singles in a run, steals second, and comes in to score. And with that, we'll have our first visit out to the mound by the pitching coach, Jamie Vermilia, to have a word with Remy, who got out of the bases-loaded jam in the third inning. But here in the fourth, a walk to Valerio, a wild pitch, a ground out by Holt, and then a single by Diaz, a stolen base, and an RBI single by Frelick. And now Monasterio and Mitchell, who have both reached tonight, waiting behind for Remy. With that, there will be some movement out of the bullpen, but no throwing yet for the Smokies. So 5 runs on 6 hits for the Shuckers. 2 runs on just the 1 hit for Tennessee. Biloxi now 4-for-7 with men in scoring position today. Kick and the first offer, and that is down low, blocked by Windham for a ball. It is 1-0. That after the Shuckers had been 4-for-22 with runners in scoring position across their last 2 games. 7-inning game back on Wednesday night, and of course our 9-inning contest last night, where the Shuckers had the tying run on base a couple of times. 1-0, and Monasterio watches a fastball miss low. 2 balls and no strikes. Mentioned the fact that Diaz stole a base off of his counterpart, Windham. Windham has now thrown out 26 of 90 total base stealers this year. So a little less than 29% in which he has caught a base runner. 2-0, and another changeup is downstairs. And it's 3 balls and no strikes to Monasterio, with Garrett Mitchell waiting on deck. Five, two Shuckers looking for more in the fourth. We set down the 3-0, and that is low for ball four. A 4-pitch walk to Monasterio, and no one is warming yet in the Smokies bullpen, so Garrett Mitchell is going to get a third crack at Peyton Remy. He had not walked a batter through his first 3 innings of work, and now he has walked a pair while giving up 2 hits here in this 4th inning. And another RBI chance for Mitchell. Remy readies. And the first offer. And Mitchell swings through a fastball, letter high on the outer half for a strike. It is 0-1. Mitchell with a 3-run homer back in the first and a single that hit the third base bag his last time up an inning ago. Frelick on second, Monasterio at first. And the 0-1. And Mitchell swings through a slider at the bottom of the zone. It is 0-2. And so Garrett a little out of sorts on those 2 pitches. Mitchell had seen a grand total of 4 tosses from Remy. He was in an 0-1 count when he hit the home run in the first, and a 1-0 count for his single in the third. Chance to hit up a bigger crooked number for the Shuckers here. Remy's 0-2, and Mitchell hits it right towards Strumpf at second. He collects and makes a short throw to first, and the Shuckers' rally is put out in the fourth. But Biloxi strikes for two runs on two hits, and they do leave a pair of runners on base. That sends us on to the bottom of the fourth. It's now the Shuckers 5 and the Smokies 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Shuckers now with a 5-2 lead over the Tennessee Smokies, thanks to RBI singles by Brent Diaz and Sal Frelick. Frelick with a three-hit night now for Biloxi. As Noah Zavala steals home the first pitch, and a cutter is high and outside to the left-handed hitting Bryce Ball, it is 1-0. Well, on the other side of things for Zavala, he has now struck out the last four batters that he's faced. 1-0. High and away with another off-speed, it's 2-0. Zavalas has struck out five of the last six. The only man to reach the last six times up, well, that would be Bryce Windham on a walk. The kick and the 2-0. And a breaking ball, like the curve that time, slow curve for a strike. On the count is 2-1 to Ball. Ball with a firm one-hopper to short his first time up. It was a ball that was hit so hard when Monasterio fielded it, he spun around and fell down. As the 2-1, it's a backdoor slider for a strike. Well, the count is 2-2. And the Monasterio able to turn around and come up and make the throw. Zavalas' break even. And it's high with a fastball. Well, that is the pitch that he got. Both Slaughter and Mervis to chase an inning ago. He might have left that one a little too far outside. Zavalas, the 3-2. He is hit off the end of the bat. A flare out into shallow left field towards the foul area. And running that towards the bullpen is Valerio, but it will be foul. Count will stay at 3-2 to Bryce Ball. Deep count here for Zavalas. About to be the seventh pitch of this at bat. Here it is. And a curveball gets him on the outside edge. It's five consecutive strikeouts. For Noah Zavalas, give him six on the night. That one looking, and Alexander Canario the batter. So remember, Zavalas, after giving up the home run to Mervis, got the next two outs, and then was in a little bit of a jam in the second, with runners on first and second and two gone, as the pitch to Canario is a little high and tight, 1-0. But he got a strikeout swinging of Perlaza to leave two men on base, and he's done nothing but strike out batters ever since. The righty kicks home the 1-0-2 Canario, and a slider low. Everybody studied that. Diaz with the frame, Canario with the look in the batter's box, and Ben Fernandez ultimately determined it was low. Zavalas brings the glove up to his face and now strides home with a 2-0. This is popped foul. Zavalas with a very old school delivery brings the hands down after he brings it up near his face, then lifts them up chest high and has a relatively high leg kick. Knee comes up near his chest and then comes downhill. Here's the 2-1 and a fastball dotted top of the zone, outer edge, and Canario walks out of the box shaking his head. So that opens up the top of the zone for Zavalas, and Canario calls time, obviously frustrated. Last time up, Canario worked a walk, and he stole second base. One gone here in the bottom of the fourth, Shuckers leading it 5-2. The 2-2, and this is fouled off. Was a slider that had a ton of tail away from Canario. He just reached out and touched it foul. The count will stay at 2-2. So Zavala's having to work through these innings. He's now at 58 pitches on the night. 34 of them have been for strikes. Diaz sets an outside target in the 2-2. Is fouled off, yanked over towards the Shuckers dugout, and it ricochets off the netting and all the way out towards shortstop. So Diaz set an outside target for the curveball. Zavalas left it inside, and Canario fouled it off. Both of these pitchers, both Remy and Zavalas, very methodical about the way that they go about their pitching. The kick and the 2-2 offer again is low and outside with a changeup. Canario did not bite, and the count has run full. Zavalas, the 3-2 offer is popped up out into right field. Very playable for Mitchell, who jogs in a few steps. That makes a cap-high catch. Zavalas wins the battle, and he finally doesn't have a strikeout as Canario flies out to ride that strap. It's a string of five straight strikeouts for Zavalas, and with two gone, it will be Cole Roederer. Zavalas deals home the first pitch, and Roederer takes a curveball, called strike on the inside edge, 0-1. Well, Roederer, a former second-round pick by the Chicago Cubs in 2018. He was taken out of Hart High School in Santa Clarita in California, 0-1. And he hits this one high in the air, right field. Mitchell, though, looks like he'll have it before the warning track. And in deep right center, Garrett Mitchell reaches up and makes the grab. And Noah Zavalas has retired the last seven in a row for the Shuckers. That sends us on to the fifth. Biloxi carrying a 5-2 lead. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Southern sky. Have you ever noticed southern sky?
Start of the fifth inning. The Shuckers with a 5-2 lead over the Smokies. The line-hitter Peyton Remy throws home the first pitch to Thomas Dillard as he swings and misses at a curveball. It is 0-1. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 2 runs on 1 hit, and 1 error for Tennessee. Line hitter Remy kicks and fires, and Dillard bounds it foul over on the first base side, and it's quickly 0-2. Remy now at 65 pitches on the night, 42 of them for strikes. Shuckers 3 runs in the first, thanks to a 3-run homer by Garrett Mitchell, and 2 an inning ago in the top of the fourth. The kick in the 0-2, and Dillard hits a skyscraper into left center field. Coming over Canario, he will call for it, and Roederer in the area mimics the action of catching, but it will go down as a fly out to the center fielder. One gone, and Cam Devaney to hit. Now, as we play on here, we take a look around the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard tonight. And we'll start with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They got out and running ahead of us tonight. They're already in the bottom of the eighth inning against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Set in the first offer, and Cam takes a high slider for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Justin Bullock, the former Biloxi Shucker, got the start tonight. Unfortunately, not his evening. 5 innings, he gave up 4 runs on 8 hits, walked 1, and struck out 1. The 1-0 pitch, and Devaney swings at another slider, and the count is 1-1. And Bullock throwing 79 pitches to cover those 5 innings. Now, unfortunately, Wisconsin has not given him any support tonight either. He's set in the 1-1. And Devaney hits this high in the air, but again playable out and left. Backing up Vasquez, but Roederer has a better angle, and he'll come on and make the grab out in shallow left. So 2 flyouts for the Shuckers on just 6 pitches here in the fifth. And it brings up Noah Campbell. Well, Wisconsin held to just 2 hits so far tonight. And they've been 2 singles. Xavier Warren with one of them. And the other from Ethan Murray. First offer to the batter, Campbell. And a first pitch is a strike on the outside edge. It is 0-1. 5-2 Shuckers here in our game. On top of the fifth with the bases empty and 2 gone. Campbell waits in the 0-1. And that is hit the opposite way foul. And the count, no balls and 2 strikes to Campbell. Noah 0-2 today. Fied to ride his last time up in the fourth, and he grounded out to the mound back in the first. Remy's 0-2, and Campbell lines this into center field, but again playable. Canario over to his right, and he makes the catch. 3 fly balls, 3 outs for the Shuckers on the top of the fifth. We've hit the halfway point in this one, and Biloxi with a 5-2 lead over the Smokies on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Half of the fifth inning in Tennessee. The Biloxi Shuckers leading the Tennessee Smokies 5-2. It'll be 8-9-1. Vasquez, Windham, and Perlaza, the three-two up against the right-hander Noah Zavalas, who has retired 7 in a row, including 5 of them via strikeout. So Vasquez from the right side and the first pitch. And that's taken inner edge with a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. Zavala's now at 63 pitches on the night. 38 of them have been for strikes. Just one hit allowed, the two-run homer to Mervis in the first. The 0-1. And a weave and a miss. Threw him a changeup. And it's 0-2. Vasquez was the first strikeout for Zavala's. He would walk Windham and then strike out the next 5 in a row. So 6 of Zavala's 7 strikeouts came in a quick succession order, as he whips a slider with too much movement on it way outside. Well, the count is 1-2 to Vasquez. Of course, the thought is that Carlos Luna is projected to throw on the back end of this game for Biloxi. As the 1-2, he is outside again. He threw him that same curveball and just had too much mustard on it. And I like having a lot of movement, but that started almost outside of the zone. So no real appeal for Vasquez as he laid off. Zavalas with the break-even pitch. And it swung on and tipped into the mitt of Diaz, and it's the 7th strikeout of the night for Zavalas. He K's Vasquez for the second time. And Bryce Windham the batter. Noah Zavalas racking up the K's for Biloxi. 7 strikeouts, 1 shy of his season high when he struck out 8 in 6 innings against Chattanooga exactly a month ago as he deals in a first pitch strike to Windham. The kick and the offer. And another fastball dots the outer edge. The count is 0-2 to Windham. Windham, the last man to reach against Zavalas. He's retired 9 in a row. There's a 2-out walk to Windham. The kick and the 0-2. And that's hit the opposite way and inside of third fair. Campbell will have to come over and scoop it up. Windham heading for second. And the throw in makes him think better of it. And the Smokies have obviously seen enough of this Shuckers outfield to learn to not try and take an extra 90 feet. The ball is into the outfield. So that snaps a streak of 9 in a row retired by Zavalas as Windham goes the opposite way. And it flips the lineup back over for Jonathan Perlaza. Laza, the switch hitter from the left side, and a pickoff throw over to first. Of course, Garrett Mitchell with a couple of outfield assists in this series. And Joey Weimer not with the Shuckers right now as he has arrived in Los Angeles for the All-Star Futures game. As the set and the offer is a little high, the count is 1-0. Mind you, last year, Noah Campbell in left field also had 6 outfield assists. So he has a pretty good arm out in left as well. As Zavalas is 1-0. There goes the runner. The pitch is high. The throw to second. The tag. And the ball slides out of the glove of Monasterio. And we'll never know. So Bryce Windham, after Brent Diaz stole the base on him, Windham says, I can do the same to you. It looked like the throw beat him, but unfortunately Monasterio couldn't squeeze it. That is the first steal of the year for Windham in 2 tries. 2-0 count now to Perlazo with a man at second and 1 gone. Shuckers leading it 5-2 here in the bottom of the 5th. And Zavalas will take his disengagement. Carlos Luna has started to get warm out in Biloxi's bullpen, but remember, he would not come in the middle of this inning if Biloxi needed him. The 2-0, and a curveball is hit out to right. Mitchell backing up, and he reaches up and makes the catch shy of the warning track. Garrett goes sprinting back to catch that line drive out by Perlazo. Another hard hit ball, but in range of a Shuckers defender. And because Windham was cheating off of second to score, if that ball fell in, he cannot advance. Now Windham and Monasterio chatting a little bit at second. And Monasterio is saying, I had you out if I just held on to that baseball. And Windham will take his stolen base. So 2 gone and Jake Slaughter the batter. The first offer, and this is hit on a line and past Monasterio, who went for it and left. Campbell scoops it in left, but the throw will come to second, and it's an RBI single by Jake Slaughter. Just the 3rd hit of the night for the Smokies, but they draw within 2 at 5-3 here in the bottom of the 5th. Well, Monasterio sold out on the jump to try and haul in that liner, but it was too tall for him. And Windham scores, and the Smokies get one back. Now Matt Mervis coming to bat, and he represents the tying run. And with him coming up, already homering tonight off of Zavalas, Childs is going to come out, and this will draw a little bit of extra time for Nash Walters, who is getting warm out in Biloxi's pen as well. So something you don't see very often this year, double-barreled action out in Biloxi's bullpen. Again, in an ideal world, you hand the ball off to Carlos Luna in the 6th inning, and he throws the final 4 frames in this one, and you don't have to use a bullpen arm, because the Shuckers bullpen is just about tapped out after the last 2 nights. Kent Hassler with an inning yesterday, Cam Robinson threw 2 innings, and then back on Wednesday night, Zach Venero threw an inning, and remember, we also had to pick up our suspended game. Arnaldo Hernandez threw 2 innings. Robbie Hitt didn't record an out, but he faced 4 batters, and Harold Chirino got just 1 out, but he faced 7 batters that night. Well, G.T. Henson threw an inning in 2/3. And so really, Nash Walters is just about your only guy left out there in the bullpen tonight. So some guys could maybe come back on a day or two worth of rest. Runner goes on the first pitch. It's called a ball. The throw down to second is high. And Slaughter has a stolen base. So Slaughter with his 16th steal of the year here at AA in just 36 games. And he continues to play exceptionally well. RBI was his 33rd of the year. He's in scoring position for Mervis after ball 1. Zavalas deals home. That's inside off the glove of Diaz, but doesn't leave the dirt plate that is around the home plate area. Remember, the Smokies do not have a dirt circle around home plate. Instead, it is a dirt area that is shaped like home for this ballpark. 2 gone, man on second. Shuckers leading it 5-3 here in the bottom of the 5th, with the Smokies threatening for another. The 2-0, And a curveball misses high and away. It's 3-0. This is where, for this Tennessee order, with Slaughter, Mervis, Strumpf, and Ball, and then Canario hitting in the sixth spot, it is a very difficult stretch to get through. This is the always dangerous third time through the order against the right-handers of Ollins. The 7-3-0, and a curveball drops in for a strike. Looks like Mervis was taking the whole way. It is 3-1. Mervis, the 6'4", 225-pound infielder. Non-drafted free agent in 2020 in that five-round draft out of Duke. The 7-3-1, and a curveball is outside. It is ball four. Third walk of the evening for Zavalis, and it puts the tying run on base with Chase Strumpf coming to bat, and that appears it will be the end of the night for Zavalis as Mike Guerrero comes out of the dugout. So a pitching change for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As the right-hander Nash Walters will come on, we'll introduce him on the other side. Runners on first and second and two gone, and Biloxi leading it 5-3 in the bottom of the fifth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Russell,
Russell, Russell. Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Biloxi leading it 5-3, but runners on first and second. And the new hurler will be the right-hander Nash Walters. Walters 4-1 this year with a 4.76 ERA. This is his 31st appearance of the year for Biloxi. In 34 innings, he's given up 19 runs, 18 earned on 34 hits. He has walked 12 and struck out 45. Opponents are hitting 260 against the right-hander Nash Walters. So he will get Chase Strumpf from the right side, and the first pitch is a slider on the outside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. So Zavalas departs with Slaughter on second and Mervis on first. A run across here in the bottom of the fifth inning on the RBI single by Slaughter. 0-1 and a swing and a miss on a hard-biting slider. And the count is 0-2. Nash's third appearance this year against the Smokies. In 2 1/3 innings, he gave up one run on four hits. He walked one and struck out four. The set, and the right-hander, the 0-2. And a fastball skips in. Good job by catcher Diaz to scoop it. Keep it in front of him, and the count is 1-2 to Strumpf. Well, Strumpf is 0-2 today. He struck out looking to end the third inning, and he lined out to second, pretty much straight up the middle in the first. That is the way that the second baseman Holt is shaded right now, almost straight up the middle. Walters, the 1-2, and a fastball at 96 is high. The count is 2-2. Nash this season, 20 inherited runners, 6 of them have scored. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. He got him on a slider. So Walters comes in and extinguishes the fire. His scoreless inning streak up to 13 and a third innings with that strikeout. A run does score on two hits, and the Smokies leave one on base in the bottom of the fifth. That sends us on to the sixth inning. And the Shuckers carrying a 5-3 advantage as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
The Shuckers with a 5-3 lead over the Tennessee Smokies. Felix Valerio leads it off. The right-hander Peyton Remy is out for the sixth inning. Now the first offer to Felix is a slider that comes in on the inside half for a strike. It is 0-1. So Remy now at 73 pitches. There is a left-hander warming in the bullpen if the Smokies need him. The 0-1. And a fastball is fought off. Count is no balls and two strikes to Valerio. Felix 0-1 today. Rounded out in the second. He walked and scored a run in the fourth. The 0-2 is low. Give him a changeup. The count of ball and two strikes. So the two runs that Biloxi scored in the fourth inning, the difference in this game, RBI singles by Brent Diaz and Sal Freeley. The 1-2 offer, and that's hit the opposite way, but outside of first and foul. Felix has seen Tristan Lutz and Garrett Mitchell and Jake Slaughter all sneak balls inside of the bag and tried to poke that one inside of first, but he just couldn't foul at all. So Remy with the new ball in hand, the 1-2. And a breaking ball off the end of the bat, but into right field on a line of base hit. So Valerio with his first hit of the night. Second time on base, and Gabe Holt will be the batter. As we play on here, we take a look around the rest of the Southern League tonight. We'll start over at Blue Wahoo Stadium, where Pensacola got off to a little bit of a late start tonight because they had some rain in the area. Chattanooga got off the ground just fine in the top of the first. As a throw over, and Valerio with a dive, he is nearly tagged out. Felix had taken an extra half step, and Remy with a good move almost picked him off. Had to dive back into first base at a full stretch. There goes the runner. The first pitch is a pitch out, low and outside, and the throw is on the money to Nab Valerio. Well, that was a perfect throw from Windham It came right to the first base side of second. And all that Vasquez had to do was catch it. And the ball was right on the bag. So Valerio was caught stealing, 2-6. It was a pitch out. And so it was ball one to Holt. The one ball offered. And Holt lifts this down the left field line, but foul, it's 1-1. The Chattanooga scoring 5 runs in the top of the first inning. Alex McGarry with a single that drove in 2. Miguel Hernandez then with an RBI single. And Michael De Leon with a 2 RBI single. The 1-1. And that's high. Zach King, a new pitcher for the Blue Wahoos, recently promoted into the top 30 for the Miami Marlins as well, on the mound tonight, tagged for 5 runs in just 2 innings of work. As the offer to Gabe is shot down the third baseline and nearly goes into the tarp. The count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Holt. Of course, the Shuckers will see the Wahoos in our next home series. Biloxi rounding out this 12-game road trip on Sunday. And then the All-Star break Monday through Thursday. The 2-2, and Holt takes down low. Kicks away, and so the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes to Holt. Shuckers then will have a 3-game series against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Off day Monday, and then 6 games against the Montgomery Biscuits. 3-2, and Holt again slashes it foul. And so the count stays full to Holt. Big series coming up in that 3-game set from a promotional standpoint for the Shuckers, as we have not one, but 2 sets of fireworks. The set and the 3-2. And Holt bounces at first base side foul. Friday, July 22nd will be a Fireworks Friday presented by the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Then that Saturday will be our Marvel Superhero Night. So the Marvel Superhero jerseys that the Shuckers wore earlier this year, they will wear those again, and those will be auctioned off that night. As a matter of fact, the auction is live right now as the 3-2 is fought off again by Holt. 3 straight foul balls by Gabe, and 5 of the last 7 pitches that he's fouled off. You can go to Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, also on Facebook, and you can find where you can bid on those Marvel jerseys coming up on July 23rd. The set in the 3-2, and Holt straightens this one out, a skipper to short. Vasquez with a backhand and the throw across the diamond in plenty of time. So tough for Holt. He put together a long at bat. He's 0 for 3 tonight. And with 2 gone now, it's Brent Diaz. Then the Shuckers conclude their 3-game series against Pensacola on the 24th with a 6:05 first pitch. And that will be a fireworks show presented by Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation. So not one, but 2 fireworks shows in our 3-game series against Pensacola. Get your tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Remy deals home the first to Diaz, and he fouls a fastball straight back. It is 0-1. 5-3 in favor of Biloxi here in the top of the 6th inning. Right-hander Carlos Luna warming out in the Shuckers bullpen, and now nobody is warming for the Smokies in their pen. It looks like Tennessee will give Remy the rope to try and make it through 6 frames. The set and the 0-1. And that is hit the opposite way, but playing shallow and coming in one more step is Perlazo. A sharp line out for Diaz. And after the single and the caught stealing, a ground out and a line out. And the Shuckers are scoreless in the top of the 6th. That sends us on to the bottom of the 6th inning. Biloxi still carrying a 5-3 advantage. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Sixth inning in Tennessee, the Shuckers with a 5-3 lead over the Tennessee Smokies. Well, Nash Walters did his job. He got the one out that he needed. And now Biloxi will turn things over to the right-hander, Carlos Luna, here in the bottom of the sixth. Luna 3-4 this year with a 5.40 ERA. He's making his 17th appearance and his 10th in relief. First offer to the left-handed hitting Bryce Ball is inside with a fastball. It is 1-0. Luna, in 61 and two-thirds innings, has given up 40 runs, 37 earned. He's walked 25 and struck out 69. The kick and the 1-0. And a tipper foul. High fastball, and Ball pulled the trigger late. On the count is 1-1. Opponent's inning 282 against the right-hander Luna, who has bounced back and forth between starting and relieving for Biloxi. The right-hander, the 1-1. That is in around the elbow for Bull. The count is 2-1. Luna, his last time out, got the start on Saturday night of last week. 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Did not factor into the decision. That game, the Shuckers lost in 10 innings. You set him the 2-1. And that is off the plate with a fastball. It's 3-1 to Bull. Before that, Luna had made 4 consecutive relief appearances, and his last start before he got going against Montgomery was back on June 10th against the Smokies. The 3-1, and that is hit out into right field. Mitchell turning and chasing and shy of the warning track, reaches up and hauls it in for the out. Well, on other nights, the wind has been gusting out to right field, and it's likely that that helps a couple of the fly balls that have been hit to right by the Smokies, but not this evening, and it's a line out to right field as Ball is retired. So one gone and Alexander Canario, the hitter, from the right side. Luna, the first offer, and a changeup smashed to center. Back on it, Frelick, and reaching for the wall, he hauls it in a step shy of the 12-foot wall in deep left center field. So two very hard hit balls, but both of them stay inside of the park, and just like that, two gone for Luna as Cole Roederer comes to hit. Well, Canario has victimized the Shuckers this year. He's hit 5 home runs, and off the bat, you thought that might have been 6. First offer to Roederer, and he lines this the opposite way, and every outfielder is going to make a put out as Noah Campbell is in range. So a line out to right, a line out to center, and a line out to left is the inning for Carlos Luna. We go on to the seventh. Shuckers still holding on to a two-run lead at 5-3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Even though he gives up five runs, he throws six innings tonight. And he'll give way to the new left-hander, Bailey Horn, here in the seventh. Horn making his 13th appearance for Tennessee. He's 1-1 this year with a 4.50 ERA. One hold, he does have one save and one chance. 16 innings, he's given up eight runs, all earned on 16 hits. Three of them have been home runs. As Sal Frelick hits this in the air the opposite way, but Roederer a few jogs back, and he'll reach up and make the catch for the out. So Horn needs just one pitch to retire the Shuckers' leadoff man and bring up Andrew Monasterio. Rest of the numbers on Horn, the left-hander, 12 walks to 18 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting .254 against him here at AA this year. First offer on the way to Monasterio, and a pitch is high for a ball. It is 1-0. Monasterio has not gotten a hit tonight, but he's been on base all three times up. The kick and the 1-0. He's low. Monasterio reached on a fielder's choice in an error back in the first. Remember, he hit a bouncing ball to short that Vasquez underhanded to Strump, and Strump just straight dropped it at second base to fail to get the force out of Frelick. 2-0 is high. The count is 3-0 now to Monasterio. Garrett Mitchell then hit a three-run homer that gave the Shuckers a 3-0 lead in the first. The 3-0. And Monasterio takes above the letters for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Monasterio. It's the second walk of the night for the Shuckers shortstop, the first of the evening for Horn, and it brings up Mitchell. So the final line for Remy tonight, six innings, seven hits, five runs, four of them earned thanks to that error, two walks and two strikeouts. Left-hander Horn deals home, and Mitchell fouls the first one back for a strike. It is 0-1. Mitchell 2-for-3 today with the three-run homer back in the first. And a single back in the third. A look to first. And the 0-1 home is on the outside black at 95 for a strike. It is 0-2. Well, the left-hander Horn was originally drafted by the Chicago White Sox in the last round of the 2020 draft. That was the fifth round of that year's draft. Pick 142 overall out of Auburn. The 0-2. And Mitchell strikes out swinging on an elevated fastball. First strikeout for Horn, two gone. And Thomas Dillard will bat from the right side against the left-hander Horn. Horn was traded one for one at the trade deadline last year as the Cubs sent Ryan Tepera to Chicago in exchange for Horn. First offer to Dillard, batting from the right side, and he takes a curveball inside. It's 1-0. Like, can you say, well, it's not very often that the two Chicago teams trade with each other, but it seems like more and more lately, the Northsiders and Southsiders have set aside their differences and made the trades they needed. As the 1-0 is high, the count is two balls and no strikes. Of course, the biggest trade that you think of is the one that sent Jose Quintana from the White Sox to the Cubs. As the set in the 2-0, and Dillard takes high. Three balls and no strikes. Trade that included a whole lot of really good prospects. Two of them that have worked out well for the White Sox, as the 3-0 is hit into deep right center field. Long run over for both the outfielders, and oh my goodness, Canario made the catch. Unbelievable, and now it looks like Perlaza is down out on the right field warning track, but as they crossed across the face out in right center field, the catch was made by Alexander Canario. What an incredible running catch. And that takes away what should have been an opposite field RBI double for Thomas Dillard and brings the top of the seventh to a close. But more than that, you just hope that everything is okay with Jonathan Perlaza, who is going to be attended to out in right field. He has turned over and is sitting down. But it looked like Perlaza and Canario, as they were both chasing after that ball, came together, and Canario is pointing down and saying that it was his leg, probably the bottom of his spike, that caught Canario, or that caught Perlaza on the way by. But what an incredible grab by Alexander Canario in center. That's a couple that he has chased down in the gaps over the last two nights. So it's time to stretch it as they take a look at the right fielder Perlaza, and he is up in right field. And is walking under his own power with a slight hobble back to the dugout. Well, Perlaza is scheduled to hit third in the bottom of the seventh. We will see how he is at that point. But we've hit the stretch here in Knoxville. The Shuckers with a 5-3 lead over the Smokies on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com. Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The seventh inning here in Tennessee, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Smokies 5-3. What an outstanding catch in center field by Alexander Canario that brought the top of the seventh to a close. Jonathan Perlaza up and walking off the field under his own power. It's the shortstop Luis Vasquez to lead it off here in the seventh. And Carlos Luna misses inside with a changeup for ball one. So Luna coming out for a second full inning of work. Got three flyouts to the outfield back in the sixth. 1-0, and that's popped up. Foul ground right side. Count is 1-1. So that is twice in the last two games that Canario has robbed at least a double from a Shuckers hitter. Remember, it was in the fourth inning last night when Frelick was batting with Felix Valerio at second, and Canario chased one down out in the left field gap. The 1-1. This is hit in the air down the right field line. Mitchell tracking it towards the bullpen, but it's onto the berm out and right and foul. And so the count of ball lands two strikes to Vasquez. Vasquez 0 for 2 this evening. He struck out both times that he faced off against Noah Zavalas. By the way, we can give the final line for Noah here in just a moment. As Luna sets just out from his chin on the right-hander's 1-2. Is swung on and missed. Fastball at the top of the zone. Third time Vasquez has struck out tonight. One gone and Bryce Windham the batter. So the final line for Zavalas, he comes one out shy of qualifying for the win tonight. 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. Nash Walters goes a third of an inning and strikes out the lone batter that he faces. First offer is a fastball knee-high to Windham for a strike. It is 0-1. And the good news, Jonathan Perlaza, with plenty of dirt on the back and front of his jersey, is standing up and swinging a bat in the on-deck circle. 0-1 fastball high at 91. And the count is 1-1 to Windham. Windham scored a run his last time up in the fifth after he singled and stole second. The 1-1 offer. And a fastball. Diaz holds it for a long time, but it's called a ball. 2-1. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 3 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error for Tennessee. Shuckers 3 in the first on a 3-run homer by Garrett Mitchell. The 2-1, and that's hit into center field. Easy jog back for Frelick. He picks up his pace and shy of the warning track. And deep center left field makes the catch. So Windham is retired for the first time tonight. 2 gone in the lineup. Will flip over to Perlaza. Smokies scored 2 of their runs in the bottom of the first on a hit-by-pitch of Slaughter and a 2-run homer by Mervis. They would not score again until the fifth on an RBI single by Slaughter. First offer. And a big sweeping slider is fouled off. Might have caught a piece of Diaz as Perlaza barely got a piece of that one. He saw that breaking ball slow and slurvy and took a mighty swing. See what Luna goes to here with the 0-1. This time it's a changeup. Down low, no offer, and the count is 1-1 to Perlaza. Right fielder 0 for 3 today, a ground out, a strikeout, and a line out to right field his last time up. The 1-1. And a changeup just dances off the plate. 2 balls and a strike to Perlaza. Luna's 2-1. He is bounced on the ground and threw over on the right side. And Perlaza, oh, you hate to see it. He is hobbling his way to first base. And a slam of the helmet as he gets to first. And I think that's got to be the end of the night for Jonathan Perlaza. An immense amount of respect for him for hitting. And he gets a single. But he was hobbling the whole way down to first. And that's going to be the end of the night for him as the training staff comes out. And the Smokies will go with a pinch runner. So Bradley Beasley will come in as a pinch runner, and then he will likely stay in and play out in the outfield. So you hate to see that for Perlaza. But he is taken out, and now a run on, and the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Slaughter. First offer, and a fastball is low and in. One ball and no strikes to Slaughter. Slaughter, 6'3", 200-pound right-handed hitter, a native of West Monroe, Louisiana, and a product of LSU, former Tiger. 1-0, and a changeup is hit in the air but playable. Ranging back on it, Monasterio coming in a long way, Campbell, and off of his left shoulder, he'll reach up and make the grab. And Slaughter just too far underneath that one as he flies out to left for the final out in the seventh. We move on to the eighth. Shuckers still carrying a two-run advantage at 5-3 over the Smokies. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Biloxi as we go to the top of the eighth inning here in Kodak. Left-hander Bailey Horn rocks home the first to Cam Devaney. Fastball is high. It is 1-0. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Tennessee. The 1-0. And Devaney takes another one high. Two balls and no strikes to Cam. Devaney 0-for-3 tonight. He's flied out twice, and he grounded into an inning-ending double play in the third. 2-0, and a swing and a miss at a fastball. And the count is now 2-1 to Cam. Well, Tristan Lutz was originally scheduled to be the designated hitter today. But ultimately, the decision was made to scratch him from the lineup as the 2-1 is shot down the right field line and fouled. Well, check that. Lutz was scheduled to play in left field again today, and Campbell was going to be the designated hitter. Well, the word from Mike Guerrero is just a little bit of tightness for Lutz, and there's no reason to push it. The set and the 2-2. And Devaney strikes out swinging on a curveball. That had a lot of movement on it. And it would have been a called third strike anyway. Second strikeout for the left-hander Horn. One gone and Noah Campbell the batter. Shuckers took a 3-0 lead in the first on a 3-run homer by Garrett Mitchell. Smokies drew within a run in the bottom of the first on a 2-run homer by Mervis. First offer to Campbell is outside. It's 1-0. Difference in this game, the two runs the Shuckers scored in the fourth. Felix Valerio with a walk. Brent Diaz with a single to drive in. 1-0. And Campbell swings and misses at another. It's 1-1. Diaz then stole second, and he scored on a base hit to right by Sal Frelick. Would have three hits tonight for Sal. The 1-1 is taken. Inner edge fastball for a strike. 1-2. Only other run that scored for the Smokies came in the bottom of the fifth inning on an RBI single by Slaughter. The 1-2, and a curveball comes in for a strike, and Campbell, as soon as he saw it hit the mitt of Windham, turned and headed for the dugout. Nasty bender from the lefty Horn, but with two gone, it is Valerio. In that fifth inning, Windham singled, stole second, scored on the single by Slaughter, and then Mervis walked. That was the end of the night for Noah Zavalis. As a first pitch curveball in around the back foot for a ball, 1-0 to Valerio. The one ball offer, and that is Sloan. Zavala's departed with runners on first and second and two gone in the fifth. Nash Walters struck out Chase Strumpf. And then it's been Carlos Luna for the last two innings. One hit, no runs, and a strikeout. As the pitch is high, three balls and no strikes to Valerio, who has reached twice tonight on a single and a walk. He was caught trying to steal second back in the sixth after he reached on that single. The last frame by Peyton Remy, who threw six innings tonight. The 3-0 is on the outside edge for a strike, 3-1. Shuckers looking to snap a five-game losing skid tonight. As the left-hander Horn, the 3-1, is high for ball four. Valerio casts the bat aside, and he's on for a third time tonight. Second walk for Horn and the fourth tonight for the Smokies, though they have come to just two batters as Monasterio has walked twice and Valerio has walked twice. Only double play partners up the middle tonight. They are the left side of the defense with Valerio starting at third. Now it's Holt from the left side and Horn. The first offer, and that's hit into center field. Backing up a few steps is Canario, and he will settle underneath it and make the catch for the out. So a two-out walk, but nothing else for the Shuckers in the eighth. We head on to the home half of the eighth inning. It's still Biloxi 5 and Tennessee 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Say I keep a check. She was a bad bag, nevertheless. Yeah. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck.
Crash at my place, baby, Shuckers I'm a wreck. Leading the Tennessee Smokies 5-3. Carlos Luna, his third inning of work scheduled here. And he's going to get the meaty part of the order. Matt Mervis, Chase Strumpf, and Bryce Bull, the three due up for the Smokies. In from the left side is Mervis in the first pitch. Is taken right on the outer edge. A cutter for a strike. 0-1. Mervis is 1-for-2 tonight, but that one was a two-run homer back in the first inning. Since then, he has struck out and walked. The 0-1. And he lifts this left side. Foul ground. Valerio will chase, but that's going to be several rows deep. Into the stands and foul, and the count is 0-2. This is exactly how you want Mervis batting, though, with no one on base. We've said it a couple of times tonight. He is the RBI leader in all of minor league baseball. He's driven in 78 across two levels this year, including his two-run homer tonight. 14th of the year at AA. The kick in the 0-2, and that's high. The ball and two strikes. As we play on here in the eighth, the look around the rest of the Southern League scoreboard. Took a peek earlier. Chattanooga was leading 5-0 in the third over Pensacola. They now lead it 6-1 in the fifth. As the 1-2 is cut on and missed, it's a strikeout for Luna, his second. High fastball, that's the same pitch that Zavalis struck out Mervis with back in the third. And with one gone, it's Chase Strumpf. Meanwhile, Rocket City is looking to win their first game against the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park. And right now they have a 3-2 lead. They led 3-0 after 1.5, but Mississippi won in the second and one in the bottom of the fourth. First offer, and that's stroked into center field, but playable for Freeland. A few casual steps to his left, and he reaches up and makes the catch for the out. So a lot of stuff in the air tonight for Luna. Has not gotten a ground ball so far. 8 outs, 3 of them have been in the air. Check that. 6 of them have been in the air, and 2 of them have been strikeouts. He has surrendered just a single to Perlaza. So with 2 gone and the base is empty, here is Ball. And the first pitch. And Ball watches a fastball just outside, 1-0. Shuckers leading this one 5-3 with 2 outs and the base is empty in the home half of the 8th. Infield swung around for the left-handed hitter Ball. Monasterio pretty much up the middle. The kick and the 1-0. And a bouncer foul. The count is 1-1 to Bryce Ball. There is some right-handed action in the bullpen for the Smokies, so it is likely that Bailey Horn will be done after 2 innings of work. He struck out 3 and walked 2. The 1-1. And that is again yanked foul over on the first base side. And the count will go to a ball and 2 strikes. Runs in that Rocket City, Mississippi game. Preston Palmero with an RBI single. Kevin Maiton with a sac fly. And Livian Soto with an RBI single. That gave Rocket City a 3-0 lead. 1-2. And that is nubbed. third base side, and it'll fall in fair. A Texas leaguer of a hit as Campbell picks it up and won't have a throw. And now the ball gets away briefly, but no chance to advance. Campbell's throw was a little too casual, but it's a Texas leaguer double. The designated hitter ball the opposite way. So man on second with two gone and Alexander Canario the batter. For the Braves in their game, they got a run back in the second on an RBI single by Trey Harris, and then Hendrick Clementina with a sacrifice fly. So man on second and two gone. And Luna, the first pitch to Canario. And he muscles this in the air. First base side foul ground. Dillard selling out, but it's into the dugout. So a foul ball for strike one to Canario. The last time up for Canario, facing off against Luna in the sixth inning. Hit a ball to deep left center field. Now Freelig made a catch on with one hand reaching out for the wall. The 0-1, and a rip and a miss at a slider. Well, Canario does not get cheated on his swings. Well, the count is 0-2. Shuckers holding on to a 5-3 lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Luna, the 0-2, and that's off the end of the bat into left field. Campbell locates it, gets to a spot, reaches up, and makes the grab. And Luna works around a two-out hit to leave a man on base in the eighth inning. We go on to the ninth. Shuckers with a 5-3 lead over the Smokies. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
For the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Tennessee Smokies 5-3. It'll be 9-1-2 due up here for the Shuckers, and they will face off against a new right-hander, Nicholas Padilla, in the ballgame for Tennessee. Padilla making his 14th appearance for Tennessee this year. 1-1 with a 2.66 ERA. Does have two saves and two chances. This does not count as one, with the Smokies trailing by a pair. In 20 and a third innings, he's given up 8 runs, 6 earned on 14 hits. He's walked 13 and struck out 24. Opponents are hitting just 189 against the right-hander Nicholas Padilla, who has not given up a home run this year between both AA Tennessee and High A South Bend. Diaz in from the right side, and the first offer is a slider over the plate for a strike. It is 0-1. So Padilla, the second reliever used tonight by the Smokies after they got 6 innings out of Peyton Remy, who is again scheduled to pitch tomorrow. 0-1 fastball at the knees for a strike. And it's quickly 0-2 to Diaz, who's 1-for-3 this evening with an RBI single. Padilla, the 0-2, outside with a slider. The count is a ball and two strikes. That RBI single by Diaz is the difference in this game. At the time, Biloxi had a 3-2 lead. That made it 4-3. But Diaz would subsequently steal second and score on a single by Sal Frelick. The 1-2, and that's a swing and a miss at a slider. Now nothing of off-speed there for Diaz. One gone, and the lineup card turns back over to Sal Frelick. No action out in Biloxi's pen. That is the plan for tonight. The goal was to maybe get away with just throwing Zavalis and Luna in a piggyback tandem. However, Walters came in and got the one out that he needed tonight. First offer to Frelick, and that nearly hits him as it goes underneath his leading right arm. One ball and no strikes. Sal, 3-for-4 tonight. 3 singles, an RBI, and a run scored. His lone out was a pretty sharp line out to left. The 1-0. Taken inside. 2 balls and no strikes to Freeland. Padilla was originally a product of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's taken in the 13th round of the 2015 draft out of Grayson Community College. The set and the 2-0. That is outside. Didn't miss the outer edge by much. 3-0. Made it as high a bowling green in 2019, where he put up good numbers, 7-2 with a 3.48 ERA in 31 games. As the 3-0 is way inside, Frelick lifts up the hands, throws back the hips, and takes ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Frelick. First issued by Padilla. Puts a man on first with one gone and brings up Monasterio. Set on the first offer. A fastball is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. But he already is in the 0-1. And Monasterio takes to the bottom of the zone. It is 0-2. Padilla was selected away from the Cubs, or from the Rays, in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft in 2020. So the Cubs saw Padilla and snagged him away from the Rays. The 0-2. And a breaking ball off the end of the bat into shallow right center field. Ranging over is the center fielder Canario. Made the grab for the out. Two gone in the inning, and Garrett Mitchell the batter. Well, Mitchell, if the Shuckers can hang on to a 2-run lead, is going to be a big piece of why they won this game. A 3-run homer in the first, and then took away a potential home run in the second on a ball hit to right by Cole Roederer. A throw over to first and a dive back in by Frelick. More of a scramble dive than anything else. The first offer, and Mitchell busts his bat on a one-hopper back to the mound. Padilla has it, underhands to first, and that retires Mitchell. So the Shuckers get a base runner. They've had a base runner in every inning tonight except for the second. They're unable to push him across. We go on to the home half of the ninth inning. Shuckers looking to close out a victory and snap a 5-game losing skid. Carlos Luna will attempt to do it for them as they lead it 5-3 heading to the bottom of the ninth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Whips in a changeup. A called strike at the knees to Cole Roederer. It is 0-1. Bottom third of the order due up here for Tennessee. Roederer, Vasquez, and Windham. Luna the 0-1. This is popped up. Third base side, and that'll get out of play foul. The count is 0-2 to Roederer. Fourth inning of work for Luna. He threw 33 pitches to get through the first 3 innings of work. Trying to take the Shuckers across the finish line after Noah Zavalas went the forced 4 2/3, and Nash Walters got the one out he needed. The 0-2 is downstairs from the breaking ball, and Roederer did not bite. Well, Roederer has put the ball in play all 3 times today. He has lined out to right. That was a potential home run that Garrett Mitchell took away. Flied to right and lined out to left. The 1-2. This is fouled off. The count will stay at a ball and 2 strikes to Roederer. Worth mentioning that the right-hander Zach Venero is warming in Biloxi's bullpen in the event that they need him for the same situation. The set of the 1-2 is hit out into left field towards the corner, falling fast and foul. Roederer with a line drive the other way. They're just foul. Luna's 1-2. He is hit down the left field line and again foul. That one right in between home plate and the mound out in Biloxi's bullpen. Zach Venero was not throwing. Keeping an eye on this one as it looks like Zach is pretty much warm if Biloxi needs him. Luna again the 1-2. And that is downstairs with a changeup. We count 2 balls and 2 strikes to Roederer. This is the most pitches that Roederer has seen in an at-bat so far tonight. Lined out on the first pitch in the second, flied out on the second pitch in the fourth, and lined out on the first pitch in the sixth. 2-2, hard bouncer, but wide of first foul. Now, Luna was begging for that to be fair because Thomas Dillard was right there and had it. This is the longest at-bat that anybody has put together against Luna tonight. Hadn't thrown more than 5 pitches to anybody. This is going to be the 9th of the at-bat. The 2-2 is hit on the ground. This is fair. Dillard bobbles it and boots it. And Roederer is safe. Well, Luna got the rollover, and Dillard coming on couldn't scoop it and couldn't bring it into his body, and he kicked it as he was coming on, and Roederer is safe on the first error of the night for Biloxi. So a man on with nobody gone, and Luis Vasquez is the hitter. You have to wonder if Roederer will be in motion. Luna sets out from his chin in the first offer. Is a big swing and a miss on an elevated fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Roederer, two steals in four tries this year. The set on the 0-1. And a fastball a little high and maybe outside. One ball and one strike to Vasquez. Vasquez is 0-3 tonight. He has struck out all three times tonight. He has gotten to a two-ball count once. Came back in the fifth inning when he was the seventh strikeout of the night for Noah Zavalas. And a pickoff throw to first. Roederer dives back in. And good job by Dillard on a throw that was a little wide of him towards home to casually bring it in. And the count, one ball and one strike. Luna refocuses home in the pitch. Is fouled straight back and around the handle with a fastball. Center fielder Freelich is shaded towards right by about 15 feet. Campbell is relatively deep and straightaway left. And Mitchell is maybe a step or two in out in right, but still pretty deep for Vasquez, who does have six home runs this year. The set of 1-2. And this is popped up on the infield. Coming on Valerio, he's calling for it, and he makes the catch for the out. About 15 feet away from the mound, and he will hand the baseball to Luna. There's one gone. So the infield pop-up by Vasquez. And with one gone, it's Bryce Wendell. And again, what's tough is that really there should be two outs here in this inning. The error by Dillard allowing a man to reach. 5-3 Shuckers here in the bottom of the ninth. The first pitch is off the outside edge with a slider. It's 1-0 to Windham. Well, Windham is 1-for-2 tonight. Singled and stole a base in the fifth. He came in and scored on the RBI single by Jake Slaughter. Walked in the second but was left stranded. The 1-0. And he hits this off the end of the bat into center field. Freelich accelerating, now slowing up and makes the catch in shallow center field. Two gone, and the lineup card flips back over. And remember, instead of Jonathan Perlaza batting here in the leadoff spot, it'll be Bradley Beasley. Perlaza on a great diving catch by Canario. The two of them collided, and Perlaza stayed in to bat in the seventh. But after he singled through the right side, he was hobbled the entire way to first. And so here's Beasley. The first offer. And Beasley pops it up foul for a strike. It is 0-1. 5-3 Biloxi. Two gone here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Luna the 0-1, and Beasley, fly ball to center and playable. Coming on Freelich, he reaches up and makes the grab, and the Shuckers snap their streak tonight with a 5-3 victory over the Tennessee Smokies. The Shuckers got the offense jump-started in the first. They added on two more in the fourth, and Noah Zavalas, Nash Walters, and Carlos Luna do the rest tonight for Biloxi as they defeat the Smokies 5-3. Well, when we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow night's action. Shuckers 5-3 winners, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Smoky Stadium. It's Friday here in Tennessee, so as the postgame fireworks go off, recap this one for you. The Shuckers, 5-3 winners over the Smokies tonight. Gary Green with you here, Thomas Zinzarella, with a well-deserved night off. Let's take you back through this one, and for the Shuckers, they got on the board in the first inning. Sal Frelick with a leadoff single on the very first pitch of the game. And then Andrew Monasterio hit a bouncing ball to short that looked like it might be a double play. Luis Vasquez fielded it cleanly enough, underhanded to Chase Strumpf at second, but the second baseman just dropped it, and as he was scrambling for it, he didn't pick the ball up on the base in time to get the out of Frelick. So instead, it was a fielder's choice with an E4, and there were two men on base for Garrett Mitchell, who continued his torrid streak in his return from the IL. A three-run, no-doubt homered right, and Biloxi had a 3-0 lead just like that. Now, Peyton Remy settled in after that. He would retire the next six batters in a row. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the first inning, Noah Zavalis ran into a little bit of trouble of his own when he hit Jake Slaughter with a pitch, and then the very next toss to Matt Mervis got deposited out into right field. It was a two-run homer by Mervis, his 14th of the year, and the Smokies were within one. In the bottom of the second, Zavalis, a leadoff walk to Alexander Canario, and then Cole Roederer with a line drive to deep right field. It looked like Garrett Mitchell took away a home run, and that was all that Zavalis needed as he went on a streak where he struck out six of the next seven batters that he faced, including five in a row between the second, third, and fourth inning. Shuckers would add on the only other runs of the game in the top of the fourth inning, and it came with two outs. Felix Valerio worked a one-out walk. He moved to second on a wild pitch and advanced to third on a ground out by Gabe Holt. And then Brent Diaz, an RBI single up the middle, a steal of second base by Brent, his second steal of the year, and then the third hit of the night for Sal Frelick, an RBI single on into right field, and Biloxi had a 5-2 lead. Now, Tennessee would get a run back in the bottom of the fifth, and they threatened, and unfortunately, that's what knocked Zavalis out before he had an opportunity to qualify for the win tonight. Zavalis struck out Luis Vasquez for his 7th K of the night, but then Bryce Windham with a single, a steal of his own, and then a line out to right by Perlaza, but an RBI single by Jake Slaughter, a walk to Matt Mervis, and that put the tying run on base. So Nash Walters came in and struck out the lone batter that he faced, inter Carlos Luna, and Luna was superb over four relief innings tonight. He gave up a single in the seventh with two outs, a double in the eighth with two outs, and then in the ninth, the lone runner that reached was on a fielding error by Thomas Dillard at first, but that did not deter Luna, who got all fly ball outs or strikeouts tonight. There was nothing on the ground that was recorded as an out this evening. But the right-hander throws the last four innings and picks up the save tonight for Biloxi as the Shuckers snap their five-game losing streak, and come away with a 5-3 win over Tennessee. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League, as well as the Brewers-affiliated system, and we'll get you all set for tomorrow night. All of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues, but before we go, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome back to Smoky Stadium. Shuckers 5-3 winners tonight over Tennessee. Let's go ahead and take a look around the rest of the Southern League as well as the Brewers affiliated system for you. And we'll start with a division rival, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, taking on the Chattanooga Lookouts tonight. And this one is one-way traffic. After a rain delay, out came Chattanooga. They scored 5 runs in the first inning, and they have added on 4 more in the fifth. The lone run for Pensacola came in the bottom of the fourth inning on a Norel Gonzalez single. That has been it tonight. Tough night on the mound for the right-hander Zach King, who in 4 1/3 innings gives up 9 runs all earned on 11 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, and just one of those was a home run. Meanwhile, for Chattanooga, on the other side of things, Josh Spires on the mound, 5 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. So that one, all Chattanooga right now, down in Pensacola. Meanwhile, Rocket City and Mississippi are in a tight contest. Rocket City 2 in the first, 1 in the second. But since then, Mississippi has gotten 1 in the second and 1 in the fourth in an attempt to draw closer in that game. But they have not gotten any closer than that. Right now, that game is in the top of the eighth inning for Mississippi tonight. They have had to piece together a couple of different pitchers, but Tanner Gordon was the first one on the mound, 4 innings, all 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts tonight. For Rocket City, they have one of their great pitchers on the mound tonight, as they have the right-hander Silseth out there. Of course, we're going to see Rocket City for 12 games coming up in the back half of the season. Also worth mentioning, Rocket City was actually featured in a New York Times article today, because they are ground zero for the Angels experiment back in the 2021 draft, where they did nothing but draft pitchers, and all 20 of them were college pitchers. And so there are plenty of those guys who have made their way to Rocket City and are part of the reason the Trash Pandas have been so successful this year. However, right now, they are looking for their first win in Mississippi. And last but not least, all Montgomery Biscuits tonight over Birmingham. They were leading at 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. However, two runs have come in and scored on a bases-loaded walk and an RBI single. So all of a sudden, Birmingham with a little bit of life in the bottom of the sixth inning for Montgomery today. Mercado was the starter for them. Four innings, just one run on two hits, but now Andrew Gross into the game has surrendered two runs. Blake Hunt with a two RBI single in the first, and then a RBI double that drove in another two in the fifth. Evan Edwards then reached on a fielder's choice. That scored a run, and Nico Holsizer with his seventh home run of the year, a two-run blast that made it 7-1. But again, Birmingham is currently rallying in the bottom of the sixth inning, so we will keep our eyes on that one as we are the first game to wrap up tonight. Meanwhile, on the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard, tough for Wisconsin tonight. The right-hander Justin Bullock got the start for them. He goes five innings and gives up four runs over that five-inning span. However, Wisconsin is held to just two hits tonight as they fall to West Michigan by a final score of 5-0. Not much better down in low A right now for Carolina after the Mudcats got a walk-off victory on a sack fly last night. They have been held to just three hits so far in the ballgame. Zach Rabby with two of them, and the other one coming from Hendry Mendez. That has been it so far for Carolina, currently trailing Delmarva 6-0. And last but not least, the Nashville Sounds, another nip and tuck contest against the Memphis Redbirds. Nashville currently with a 2-1 lead. That game is in the top of the seventh inning right now. On the mound for Nashville this evening is a new face to the organization and a new hurler, Marcus Walden, on the mound tonight. He was just signed by the Brewers back on June 22nd and assigned to Nashville on the 26th. So he is currently making his third appearance for Nashville, his first game that he has started. Six innings, just one run on three hits, two walks and four strikeouts. Runs driven in tonight for Nashville. Garrett Whitley with a home run, and then Patrick Dorian with a solo home run as well. Another relatively new face for the Nashville Sounds. And last but not least, the big league crew are just about to get going. Remember, they are out in San Francisco. Brewers getting a big win last night. Devin Williams gets his sixth save of the year. Corbin Burns goes into the eighth inning last night. But ultimately, the Brewers get a victory over San Francisco 4-3. They are just about to start here in the next 6 or 7 minutes, and it's going to be another good pitching matchup. The left-hander Alex Wood on the mound, 6-3 with a 4.43 ERA. As for the Brewers, they'll send the former Shucker and former Mississippi State Bulldog Brandon Woodruff to the mound, 7-3 with a 4.01 ERA. Couple of other notable scores from around the major leagues. Red Sox currently leading the Yankees 4-3. That game is in the top of the ninth inning, but it is at Yankee Stadium. That has been ground zero for the Yankees. They have gotten a lot of walk-off wins this year, so certainly eyes to keep on that one. Baltimore Orioles, they're going to need to score a run in the top of the ninth inning if they want to extend their winning streak to 11 games. They currently trail the Tampa Bay Rays 5-4 going to the top of the ninth. And the Seattle Mariners, we said they were down early last night. They ended up coming up all the way back and topped the Texas Rangers by a final score of 6-5 in last night's game. They currently lead it 4-1 there at Globe Life Field in Arlington. That game is in the top of the seventh inning. Mariners, the number for them to reach is 15 consecutive wins. If they get a win tonight, that would be win number 12 in a row. And for the parent club of the Tennessee Smokies, unfortunately, the Mets and Cubs were rained out today. Good news, bonus baseball tomorrow as they will play a doubleheader. Game number one is going to be at 1:20 Central Time tomorrow, and game number two will be at 7:05. We'll have our eye on that one as Max Scherzer is scheduled to be on the hill tomorrow in that game for the doubleheader. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For the Biloxi Shuckers, five runs on seven hits. They committed one error, and they end up leaving seven men on base. But they do go 4-for-8 with men in scoring position. Remember, the Shuckers have been 4-for-22 in their previous two games, so Biloxi a lot better with men in scoring position tonight. As for the Tennessee Smokies, three runs on five hits. They committed one error. and they left seven men on base. The winning pitcher for his one out is Nash Walters. He improves to 5-1 on the year. Peyton Remy takes the loss. He drops to 5-3. And Carlos Luna gets his first save of the year by pitching the final four innings. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of a crowd of 6,134 on an 87-degree clear night here in Tennessee. With the win, Biloxi is now 39-44 on the year. They're 5-11 in the second half. And most importantly of all, they snap a five-game losing skid. As for the Tennessee Smokies, they're now 45-40 on the year, and they are 8-8 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. Next up, it is another 6:15 p.m. Central Time start tomorrow. The Shuckers will send the right-hander Victor Castaneda to the mound, 1-4 with a 4.20 ERA. Meanwhile, Tennessee is now slated to counter with the right-hander Walker Powell, 0-2 with a 3.38 earned run average. Again, first pitch comes your way at 6:15 tomorrow night, so we'll be on the air for you coming up at right around 6 o'clock tomorrow from here in Kodak. Well, even though he wasn't on the broadcast tonight, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella. He did a lot to make sure that we were ready to go today, and as we said, he got a well-deserved day off. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Friday evening. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the entire game, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. Especially a special thanks to my folks whom I know listen in every night. But today is my dad's birthday, so a very happy birthday to Mick Green. I know that they had a chance to listen in tonight. And guys, thanks so much as always, Dad. I hope you have had a fantastic birthday. So, Shuckers get a 5-3 victory over Tennessee. I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here in Kodak. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 6:15 p.m. Until then, good night from the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's our party.